Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking to the head coach for the Yellow Jacket men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer, coming off a tough loss to Montana Tech. George, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, and I think you'll understand this with the spirit it's intended, but after the loss to Montana Tech and all the time we've talked after games this year, whether it be wins or losses, I really almost got the impression that this was the first time this year, at least when I've talked to you, that you've actually seemed disappointed in the way, not necessarily the result of the game, but just in the performance on the part of your team. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. And again, I don't want to take anything away from Montana Tech's performance, because when you start to talk about your team and how they could have done this and done that, you sometimes forget that there's another team out there, and they played well, and they made plays. Other than the Gonzaga game, which is understandable, they're a number 4 or 5 ranked team in the country, we have been in every game, and I think because of that, we've kind of raised the bar and the expectation of what this program was going to do based on what people thought it was going to do. So in that respect, I think that's a positive. We have to constantly play at a B+ or an A level if we're going to have any chance of competing. We're not talented enough so that we play kind of a C+, B- game and we win a game. We don't have that kind of talent base. And so when we come out and we play flat, we don't play with the same zoom and vigor that we're supposed to play with, or we don't shoot the ball well by certain people, then we're going to have a bad moment. And that's what happened to us on Thursday. I thought we played like we were in sand at times. We didn't play with a lot of quickness and crispness. We shot the ball miserably. There was just a lot of things that... It was a one-possession game, and trust me, our players have seen enough videotape individually spliced after that game and had individual meetings concerning that to understand what they need to do to play at a higher level.
That was interesting, and I think it goes to show you that sometimes stats can be deceiving. One of your, I thought, more insightful comments, after the game when we were talking was you mentioned, we got a number of offensive rebounds, but the reason we got a lot of offensive rebounds is because we missed some bunnies underneath where those offensive rebounds really shouldn't have been a factor. So that was one of those issues. You had a lot of opportunities where you could have put one in, and it just wasn't happening for you.
Well, statistics weren't a very good assessment other than our shooting in that basketball game. We shot fine at the free throw line. We got done what we needed to get done as far as reboundings, turnovers were even, yada yada yada. But it was the getting back on defense, identifying who you're guarding, sticking with the scout and report, running our offense fast. We didn't run our offense fast. We just kind of trudged from spot to spot. So again, the emphasis this week for us has been to do everything that we do at a quicker pace and to do it faster and to do it with more passion.
Yeah, an interesting comment there. And I've honestly been spending about 2 days trying to figure out how to phrase this question, and I never have quite figured it out. So I hope you understand where I'm coming from. And it's more of a comment than even a question. But there have been times in the past couple of games against Tech and against Colorado Christian where, you'd get behind by 8 or 10, and I'd be thinking, I'd even be saying, during the play-by-play, boy, we really need a stop here. It seemed like in those times you typically got those stops. The stops that you weren't getting were those times where you would pull in within one and, maybe you'd hit a big three or something, and then all of a sudden they'd come down on the other end and hit a big three. Is that a fair assessment of kind of what's been going on the last couple of games?
Well, they made plays. Both Colorado Christian and Montana Tech made plays, and that's going to happen. In both of those games, we gave possessions away, both defensively and offensively. And, if you go back to what we talked about originally, we can't be a charity. And I thought, because of our mentality and our mindset, if you jump up and make a shot and I've got my hand up in your face and I fought through the screen and I've done the things I'm supposed to do and you jump up and make the basket, I'm going to live with that. And Tech did do that at times. But there were other times I thought that we were slow to get to where we wanted to be. We were slow to get back on defense. We weren't in a stance away from the ball. And so, we've had to kind of, as a staff and with our players, reevaluate, what's what's acceptable and whether or not we need to, you know, we need to make some changes. And we're definitely going to be way more in tune and less tolerant of those types of things as we proceed ahead.
Talking to the air, listening to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adeblue and the head coach for Montana State Billings, George Pfeiffer. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's coming up in terms of what they've been doing this week in terms of practices.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, GM Petroleum Distributors, Ortho Montana Jackets and Company, Farmers Insurance Group, Denny Menholt, Frontier, Chevrolet, Hummer, First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent Healthcare, Alpha Graphics, Sign Pro, Rimrock Stages, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower, and Ken Adeblue along with George Pfeiffer. So coming off a disappointing loss to Montana Tech, what sort of things have you been working on this week in preparation for Augustana College on Saturday?
Well, we've definitely been working on our transition defense and our transition offense and trying to get the ball up the floor quicker and more efficient. We've been trying to work on getting the ball inside and outside. Again, Augustana is very large and huge, and so we've spent some time focusing on rebounding and getting blockouts because this is the type of team that if you don't execute that, they're going to get put back baskets. They're very efficient in what they do, and so we've tried to spend some time on our defense and making sure that we're fundamentally sound as well.
Is this a tough time of year? And of course every program has to deal with it, so it's not like you're at a disadvantage, but is a difficult time of year being around a Christmas break to get players motivated? The reason I ask that is because I'm distracted. You know, everybody's sort of distracted this time of year. Is that something a coach has to deal with the holiday break coming up and just a lot of activities going on associated with the holidays?
For me as a coach, and having done it for 30 years, it's part of who I am and what I do. For a young man 18 years old and 20 years old, to get a day or two at home with Christmas, and then we're back here, there's nobody on campus, it is different. It's certainly different. And so, you know, you do try and sell the fact that, hey, this is our time of the year right now to focus in on basketball. We don't have anything else going on. So, you know, we work harder in the weight room at this point in time of the year. We've got more time to rest and relax. We get in the gym outside of practice and get up more shots. You know, we try and do the extra things, not just to fill the day because we have the day to fill, but the things that we're going to do to make ourselves a better basketball team. But you're right. It is difficult. I mean, it's a little brisk right now. You know what I mean? You're either inside your apartment or your dorm room or you're in the gym. And, you know, like I said, there's not a lot of things that are going on. You're not spending much time outside. Yeah, I mean, it's a different. It kind of breaks the routine, and sometimes when it breaks the routine, it can cause people to behave in odd ways. But it's the nature of what we do, and it's how we do it. And there's a lot of people who would like the opportunity to do it. So, you know, you ought to embrace it.
Is there a greater sense of urgency from the standpoint that you're coming off a pair of losses and heading into the Christmas break? Obviously, you'd kind of like to right the ship right now, stop this train dead in its tracks. Do you feel a greater sense of urgency, the fact that you're coming off a couple of losses, particularly one that you really felt got away from you in Montana Tech?
No, not at all. I feel like we need to get better. I have always felt like we have to get better. I understood where this program was when we took it over. And like I say, I think the fact that you're asking those questions is a cool thing, because I don't think early on anybody had those kind of expectations for us. I mean, we're coming off a 1-28 and a 6-22. And we have inside of our organization high expectations of what we're supposed to do. But you can't go, well, this happened, and so we've got to react this way to make up for it, other than when it comes to making yourself a better basketball player so we can be a better team. And so our focus is we're always with urgency. I mean, I can't think of anything that we do in our basketball program that doesn't have urgency written all over it. You know, they're all big games. If you approach this one because the media says it's a big game, then when you actually get in and play it, you're going to play different, and we don't want that. So everything that we do and how we prepare our team and how we train our team is with the idea that there's going to be a sense of urgency and that it's really important. And so we learn, you know, there's a difference in the fact that we learn more about our basketball team and we get to see some of the things that they do and they need to do better and some of the things that we want to emphasize because they can do those things better. And so for me, this has been we're constantly tweaking as we develop this program.
I think you know me well enough to, at this point I don't tend to call out players ever under any circumstances. But nonetheless, there are some people that are struggling a little bit right now within the team that you don't really expect to. Somebody like Michael Hall, who seems to have lost his shooting touch the past couple of games. When you got somebody like Michael Hall, who's obviously such a great talent for you, he's going to have some huge games against Augustana. Let's face it, he could put up 30, 40 points. I mean, he's got that kind of talent. When you've got a player like that, who's a veteran, you know, his senior year, what do you do as a coach when they're kind of in a little bit of a funk? Do you just tell them, just keep shooting and it's going to come around? You know where I'm getting at with this. How do you kind of react to that, particularly with some of the veterans players that might be going through a bit of a struggle right now?
Practice hard and practice longer. Those are the two things that I would communicate. You don't fix it by just taking more shots. You go into the gym and you work harder. And you work with a better sense of urgency and a better pace.
All right, good enough. When we come back, we'll take a little closer look at this Augustana team and what's going to be happening over the Christmas break when we come back with the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Ken Adelblue back with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer, as they get set to take on Augustana College Saturday at 2 p.m. at Alterowitz Gym. Coach, let's talk a little bit more about this Augustana team. You said they're big. This is something that obviously you've dealt with earlier this season against some very good competition, including Gonzaga. What are some of the keys in terms of your success this weekend against this team?
Well, you have to defend them next to the basket. I mean, they run... if they were a football team, they would be a lot closer to the wishbone than they would be to the spread. They're going to pound the basketball in next to the rim, not just with their post players, but with all their players on their team. Big height all the way along the line and thick. Mature. They're 7-2. They played in close games and they've won those close basketball games. They've had some time to prepare for this game, just like we've had some time to prepare for this game. I think when they scheduled this game, they knew that we were 6-22 and 1-28. So we have to come out and not play like that. We're going to have to shoot the basketball well. We're going to have to execute a lot tighter. And a lot crisper than we have in the past. We're going to need to try and create some transition opportunities. We need to get some cheap baskets in the transition game. And then we need to make sure that defensively we can defend the interior so that we don't have to put so much pressure on our perimeter in all of our help down.
How do they shoot the three? And the reason I ask is because you've been facing some teams that, you know, tend to hit the three very, very well. Is this a team, and we've talked about their post play, but is this a team that can hurt you from outside as well? And I realize that's kind of a silly question because all college teams nowadays seem to be able to hurt you from the outside at times. But what about that? Is that something that you're going to have to contend with as well?
Well, when you take a look at their statistics, they're not just a little bit ahead of their opponent. They dominate. They shoot 47% from inside the arc and 37% from behind the arc. They hold their opponent to under 30% from behind the arc and under 40% inside the arc. They take a pile of free throws. They've shot, you know, well over 30 more free throws than their opponents have attempted, and they've shot 72% from the free throw line. And that, like I say, the biggest statistic is they out-rebound their opponent by 8 a game. They're shooting a tremendous field goal percentage, and they've gotten 120 offensive rebounds on the year. So, you know, this is a team that's averaging beating their opponent by 15 points a game. This is one of the top teams in their conference, and so, you know, like I say, we're going to have to play, you know, well above our tax bracket, because these guys are outside of our tax bracket if we're going to have a chance to compete in this game.
And certainly you've had moments like that this year, though. A good Colorado Christian team comes in, you split with them. So irregardless of what happened last Thursday, this team has at times been able to rise to the challenge and got you some big wins this year.
Well, you know, other than Gonzaga in the last 15 minutes of that game, and again, I think that would surprise some people, there hasn't been a basketball game that we played in that didn't come down to the last minute and 10 seconds of the game. We've been in every single basketball game. And so, which I think is a credit to our, you know, to our kids. Have they played the perfect game or, you know, played tremendous? No, but they've certainly put themselves in a position to win basketball games, and that's an admirable trait that they have. And so we need to try and find a way to do that in this game and then make those plays down the stretch to help us capture the win.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, GM Petroleum Distributors, Ortho Montana, Jackets & Company, Farmers Insurance Group, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent Healthcare, Alpha Graphics, Sign Pro, Rimrock Stages, Stella's Kitchen & Bakery, and Clock Tower Inn. Coach, best of luck to you Saturday, and we'll obviously talk after the game and on the next Coaches Show. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Ken.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.